Title: Vocal Texture Layer Deep Dive with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build those classic jungle vocal textures. The little rave hook stabs, the ghostly stretched whispers behind the break, and that huge smeared Atmos pad, but we're doing it the smart way, so your Ableton Live 12 set stays snappy and your CPU doesn't start crying as soon as the drop hits. This is an intermediate workflow, and the mentality is simple. Do the expensive stuff in short bursts, then commit it to audio. We'll resample, freeze, flatten, and lean on return tracks so we're not stacking a bunch of heavy reverbs across every layer. By the end, you'll have a three-layer vocal texture system, a hook chop for rhythm, a ghost layer for movement, and a printed Atmos layer for space. Then we'll group it, add a few macro-style controls, and talk arrangement so it supports the break and bass instead of fighting them. Step 0. Session setup and routing. Set your tempo somewhere around 165 to 170 BPM. That's the sweet spot for old-school jungle and early DNB energy. Now make four audio tracks named Vocal Source, Vocal Hook, Vocal Ghost, and Vocal Atmos. Then make two return tracks. Return A is verb, return B is DLY. Here's the big CPU principle. One good shared reverb and one good shared delay is way lighter than putting separate reverbs on every vocal layer. And it's more coherent. Two, everything feels like it lives in the same room. On return A, load hybrid reverb, but keep it CPU friendly. Use the algorithm mode, not convolution. Pick hall or plate. For a breakdown, set decay around 2.5 to 4.5 seconds. For a drop, more like 1.2 to 2.2 seconds so you don't wash the snares. Add a little predelay, say 15 to 30 milliseconds, so the vocal has definition before the tail blooms. Then filter it inside hybrid reverb. Low cut around 250 to 450 Hz, high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. After that, put an EQ8 and high pass again if you need. Jungle rule. Reverb lows are usually just mud wearing a trench coat. On return B, load echo. Sync on. Choose 1/8 or 1/4 timing. Feedback around 25 to 45%. Filter it. High pass at about 250 Hz. Low pass around 6 to 8 kHz. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 5 to 10%, just to widen and move. Then put a limiter after it as a gentle safety net, because delay throws can spike. Cool. Now your space is set, and it's efficient. Step 1. Pick the vocal and do sample hygiene. Drag a vocal phrase into vocal source. Old school friendly picks. A short rave line like come on or rewind, a spoken word snippet, a soulful one-liner, or anything with a bit of attitude. Turn warp on. For warp mode, choose based on what you're doing. If you really need intelligibility for a full phrase, Complex Pro is the cleanest, but it's heavier. If you already know you're going to mangle it, plain complex is lighter and often totally fine. If it's more like a steady sung note, tones can be interesting. If you're using Complex Pro, play with formants. Small moves go a long way. Try formants around 0 to plus 20 for a slightly lifted character, or negative 10 for darker. Now crop the phrase cleanly. This is important. Select a tight region 1 to 2 seconds is plenty, then consolidate with CMD or Control J. That gives you a tidy clip you can duplicate across layers. Quick coach note here, before you even add devices, use clip gain. Clip gain is basically free. If your hook stabs are uneven, fix that right in the clip, so you're not asking compressors to do all the work later. Step 2. Layer 1. Vocal hook. The rhythmic chop that rides the break. Duplicate your consolidated clip onto the vocal hook track. Now we're going to make it behave like a jungle vox hit. Get in there with warp markers and timing, and place stabs around classic offbeat positions. A simple starting idea. Hit on the end of 2, then hit on 4, then a quick pickup just before the next bar's 1. This kind of placement talks to the break. It feels like it's answering the snare instead of stepping on it. To avoid clicks, don't reach for fades as an audio effect, use clip envelopes. It's super CPU light. In the clip, go to envelopes, choose volume, and draw tiny ramps, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. That's the cleanest way to stop little pops without adding devices. Now add a lightweight device chain. First, EQ8, high pass around 120 to 200 Hz. We're not letting vocal stabs compete with the sub or the Reese. If it's harsh, dip a bit around 2 to 4 kHz, but don't overdo it, remember. The snare needs to own the story up top. Second, saturator. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. You're not trying to distort it into a metal scream, you're just giving it density, so it's audible at lower level. Third, auto filter. Set it to LP12. This is where you get that rave DJ on the mixer vibe. Automate the cutoff anywhere from about 800 Hz up to 6K Hz depending on energy. In the intro, darker. Near the drop, open it up. Now sends. A little to the reverb, like 5 to 15%. A little to the delay, maybe 8 to 20%. And here's a classic move. Save the bigger delay send for the last hit of a phrase. That's your delay throw. You get hype without constant clutter. Old school trick. Make one hook hit mono and centered so it punches through the breaks. Put utility on the hook track, and automate width to 0% for that one moment, then back to normal. It's like a jab. It just lands. Step 3. Layer 2. Vocal ghost. The stretched bed behind the drums. Duplicate the same clip to vocal ghost. Set warp mode to texture. This is where it turns into a moving, haunted presence. Set grain size around 20 to 60 milliseconds. Smaller gets fizzier and more granular. Flux around 10 to 25% for subtle instability. Think worn tape motion. Not seasick wobble. Now stretch the clip. Literally grab the clip edge and extend it 2 to 8 times. You're aiming for that memory layer. Present, but not intelligible as a main vocal line. Device chain here stays light. EQ 8 first. High pass hard. 250 to 450 Hz. Then low pass around 6 to 10K Hz. This is a key jungle rule. Ghost and Atmos layers should not steal the snare's air. Let the snare crack and breathe. Add chorus ensemble. Keep it subtle. Amount 10 to 25%. Slow rate around 0.15 to 0.40 Hz. We're widening and softening, not doing a trans supersaw. Add auto pan for motion. Amount 15 to 30%. Rate 1/2 bar or 1 bar. Phase at 180 degrees for wide movement. Send more of this to reverb than the hook. Maybe 15 to 30%. A bit to delay too. 5 to 15%. Now, listen closely for weird fluttery clicks. Texture mode can stretch consonants in a nasty way. If you hear that, zoom in and nudge warp markers so consonants aren't being dragged across time. A tiny manual tweak usually beats adding another plugin. And here's your CPU saver moment. Once the ghost feels right, freeze the track. If you want it as plain audio, flatten. That's you committing the expensive warping and modulation so it plays back like butter. Step 4, Layer 3. Vocal Atmos, print the reverb into a pad. This is the big jungle engineer trick. You print the reverb, then you sculpt it as audio. Massive vibe, minimal CPU. Create a new audio track called Print Verb. Set its input to audio from Return A, your verb return. Or you can use resampling if you want to print more of the mix. But for clean control, printing just the return is great. Now solo the vocal layers you want feeding the verb. Usually the ghost. And maybe a touch of the hook. Arm print verb and record 4 to 16 bars. You want a nice tail, and you want some movement across time. After recording, consolidate the result with CMD or Control J, then move that audio clip to Vocal Atmos. Now you can pull back sends, and if you want serious CPU back, you can even disable heavy stuff you no longer need, because your lush space is now just audio. Now shape that printed Atmos. EQ8. High pass aggressively, like 300 to 700 Hz. Yes, that high. If it's wide, it must be light. That's the one sentence rule. Notch any ringing frequencies you hear. Auto filter. LP12 around 3 to 8 kHz and automated opening in builds. This fog lift automation is gold. You don't need to turn the layer up. You just make it clearer over time. Utility. Widen it, like 120 to 160%, but only because you already high passed it. Wide low end is how you smear mono compatibility and wonder why your drop got smaller. Optional, redux very lightly for that old hardware grit. Downsample maybe 2 to 6 and keep dry slash wet around 5 to 15%. Then you can low pass after if it gets edgy. The move is degrade, then smooth cassette edge, not harsh digital fizz. If you want to get extra clean with width, do a quick mid-side EQ on the printed Atmos. In EQ8, switch to M/S mode. In the side channel, high pass higher than the mid like side HP at 800 Hz to 1.5 kHz. That keeps the width airy and stops the sides from getting heavy. Step 5, group and macro style control. Select vocal hook, vocal ghost, and vocal Atmos, then group them. Name the group vocal textures, on the group, add an audio effect rack, and think of it as fast decision making. You want a few controls that solve mix problems quickly, not a spaceship cockpit. Good macro targets. 1. Texture level. Map to a utility gain on the group. 2. Darkness. Map to an auto filter cutoff on the group so you can make the whole texture tuck back instantly. 3. Width. Map to group utility width. 4. Byte. Map lightly to a saturator drive if you're using one on the group. 5. Throw. Either automate directly on the hook's end, or map something that helps you do that one big delay moment. On the group chain itself, keep it light. EQ8 for final cleanup. Glue compressor with gentle settings. Attack 3 milliseconds. Release auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're looking for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks, just to glue, not to smash. Then utility for final width and gain. Optional but very DNB. Sidechain ducking so the vocal textures breathe under the break. Put a compressor on the vocal textures group. Enable sidechain from your drum bus or break track. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1. Fast attack, and bring the threshold down until you feel the vocals politely step back on the snare and kick. It should feel like groove, not like pumping EDM. Now arrangement. A 60-bar plan that fits old-school jungle language. Bars 1 to 4. Intro or tease. Use only the Atmos. Keep it dark and wide. Slowly open the filter a little. Then, at the end of bar 4, drop a single hook stab with a delay throw. That's your first pay attention moment. Bars 5 to 8. Build. Rein in the ghost gradually with volume automation. Keep it low. Then chop the hook into a call and response with the snare. Leave space. The break is the main character. Bars 9 to 16. Drop. This is where people mess up by overvocaling. Keep the hook minimal. One or two signature stabs per two bars is a great constraint. The ghost stays tucked for vibe. The Atmos usually gets killed or high-passed even harder, so it doesn't wash the drums.